You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Who was he and what was his motive? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Questions in Gilroy, California, the morning after a guy shot up a garlic festival.
It just started popping off like fireworks. It sounded like firecrackers.
People ran for cover as he kept shooting until he reloaded and then shot some more.
According to one eyewitness, when someone asked why he was shooting at people, the gunman shouted something about being angry.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Gilroy, where three people were murdered, at least 15 injured until police shot and killed the guy.
Law enforcement from multiple agencies are now following up in reports of that second suspect. They're searching with helicopters and canine units, but that person's role is unclear and there's been no description. Police will only describe the weapon used as some kind of rifle.
President Trump wrote more tweets this morning about Baltimore having the worst crime stats in the country, adding to what he started over the weekend when he wrote the city's disgusting and rat-infested, calling Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, whose district is in Baltimore, a racist who has failed. There's a lot of response to that. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats are jumping to the defense of Baltimore and its representative, Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that Cummings is a champion in the Congress and the country for civil rights and economic justice. House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler on ABC's This Week.
Well, the president is, as he usually is or often is, disgusting and racist.
The Baltimore Sun editorial board wrote a piece entitled, Better to Have a Few Rats Than Be One. Dave.
Rachel, Democrats also don't like who President Trump plans to nominate as the next director of national intelligence to replace Dan Coats, who's resigning. John Ratcliffe, a Republican congressman who's very critical of Robert Mueller at last week's hearings.
I think everybody saw, and a lot of Democrats have conceded that it's time to move on, that there's a hole in the impeachment balloon that's large enough for Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to walk through together.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls Ratcliffe blindly loyal to the president. Confirming him would be a big mistake. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Days after Puerto Rico's governor resigned, saying he's heard the loud protests that lasted nearly 2 weeks, the woman Ricardo Rosello said would replace him this Friday doesn't want the job. Vonda Vasquez, the justice secretary, she tweeted yesterday the governor should choose the secretary of state, but Luis Rivera Marin, who would have been next in line, also recently resigned. A staunch Vladimir Putin critic, Russia's best-known opposition leader. Now in a hospital.
Alexei Navalny's regular doctor saying swelling and a rash on his face could be consistent with chemical poisoning. The opposition leader was rushed to a hospital in Moscow yesterday from jail, having been arrested last week ahead of an unsanctioned opposition rally. Hospital doctors initially said Navalny had suffered a severe allergy attack, but his regular physician says those doctors refused to carry out necessary tests. The hospital calling Navalny's condition satisfactory. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Days before a possible interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve, President Trump tweeted that the EU and China will further lower interest rates and pump money into their systems. On Wall Street, not much direction from stock futures up slightly before this week's trading. Quentin Tarantino could not dethrone the king of the box office.
You can still hear the Lion King's roar at the box office. The film earned another $75 million in its second week, making it the fourth biggest release of the year.
While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give.
Coming in second, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The film stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Margot Robbie.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it down.
Bet
your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
Spider-Man Far From Home was third.
That's Debbie Hanley. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The longtime CEO of Developmental Services Center is stepping down. The News Gazette says Dale Morrissey is planning to retire at the end of the year. The organization serves about 1,200 people a year and offers therapies for young children, job training, and other supportive services. Morrissey has been with the Developmental Services Center for four decades. 400 Illinois National Guard members are headed to Afghanistan. ABC 7 says it is the largest deployment of National Guard troops in the state in about a decade. There were five mobilization ceremonies in Illinois over the weekend. An Amtrak train headed to Champaign-Urbana hit a vehicle on the tracks yesterday. The News Gazette says it happened south of the University Park Metro Station at about 5 o'clock. There were 297 crew and passengers on board, but no one was hurt. One locomotive and five passenger cars derailed, but an Amtrak spokesperson said they all stayed upright. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310 and NLS number 177-2943.
Well, let's check your week's weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Morning.
Morning. We've got a high near 80 today, down to 64. Chance of showers and thunderstorms at 80%. Expecting a quarter inch to a half an inch. I believe we need that.
Man, the ground's cracked.
I am seeing the grassy areas and the pines at Urbana is a little bit dry. And
it's a lot
brown.
We had monsoons to drought.
Right. We've got a high 81 tomorrow with the sunshine, down to around 57. 79 on Wednesday, down to 55 with mostly sunny conditions. But a rainy day today, and we need it. Temperatures currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the big headline across the country is shooting in Gilroy, California. I believe I've driven through that near Hollister, where friends live. And it's south of San Francisco, and it's a garlic festival.
Huh.
And you have it shot up. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension, but all these shootings are. It's all over the news this morning. Okay, our friend Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas at Arlington. Heck, you're going to be back in classes in a month, aren't you?
I can't take it. I want to stay home and listen to the radio.
Are you continuing? I mean, you have put in your time. Why continue?
I know it. Only 55 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why continue, Alan?
By the way, I am retired now. As of August 31st, 2019, I'm officially retired. However, I still have great contact with the university. And I'm teaching one class, I believe. So I'm still around.
Okay, so you are retired, but you're going to continue to teach. Good for you.
That's right.
All right, so you've got the president, and you've got the Congress, and you got impeachment, and I can't believe that they're still going there. But you know what, Alan? If they want to impeach the president, I tell them to go for it. If that's what you want to do, if you want to overshadow all the Democratic nominees, if you want to overshadow all the things people need to get done, like immigration and health care, go for it and see how the voters turn out in 2020 for you.
You're exactly right. Whenever I hear Mr. Nadler or Adam Schiff talking about impeachment, I say the same thing you just said. Go for it. Let's have it. Let's see what will happen. By the way, when yesterday, of course, President Trump over the weekend criticized Elijah Cummings, and he has a right to criticize anybody he wants to. And, oh, my God, racism you know, was writ large in the sky. And that's unfortunate. But anyway, he sticks to it. And, of course, all the news people, I just love their objectivity. All the news people were saying President Trump is doing this to bolster up his base. That race, he's the racist. And I want to say, no, have you ever heard of President Obama? You don't have to be, I'm not calling him a racist, but you don't have to be flamboyant like President Trump to cause division in our society. President Trump did it in a very subtle way with police. And then when you see that video, which I think probably a lot of people have seen by now, it's gone viral a long time ago, of the police being water being poured on them in New York City over the past couple of days. Just horrible sight. But President Obama was much more elegant, much calmer, but he caused deep divisions in our society.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. A lot of this far-left stuff started then. Let's take one at a time. Again, impeachment on the table. They're gone for 46 days, which I think is a good thing for the country to have those folks out of Washington. Secondly, the tweets about Baltimore. I guess that means you can't criticize a person of color, otherwise you will be called racist. And the problem I have with people being outraged about Baltimore, which is a mess, is that Bernie Sanders called it a third world country in 2015. I don't remember all the outrage then. That was when Obama was president.
Nancy Pelosi comes from Baltimore. Her family, I think her father, whose last name was Alessandro, was a big politician in Baltimore. But Baltimore many years ago was a very different place than it is today. I was listening to some other programs early this morning. I get up very early. And they were discussing this very issue. It was a local program. And a woman called in from Philadelphia. I see the internet for you. She said, it's not just Baltimore. It's Philadelphia. It's San Francisco. I could add, it's Dallas as well, about 10 miles from where I live right now. All these cities that have been run by Democrats and liberals, they're coming apart. But when I raise this issue in my classroom, it shows you how the students are so rigid in their liberal ideology now. Their answer was, no, has nothing to do with Democrats. Has everything to do with these cities are just big. These are big cities, and with big cities come crime and a lot of devastation. I don't believe that's true at all. But it sure shows you how they've been so brainwashed, so impressed by all their teachers in colleges, universities, and in the lower grades as well about where to stand.
I think you could probably form quite a good argument if you show Mayor Giuliani, Republican in New York City, and the changes he was able to make in his time in New York City.
It was a pretty good city.
It was a heck of a city. He really tackled crime. He was effective in what he did. But I'm telling you, the third thing you raised, Alan, with the water on the police officer, this is a dangerous line we're about to cross. It's either a lawless society or one of laws. And if we choose the wrong way, you don't need a FOID card. You just need a gun. Because it'll go crazy with anarchy and civil unrest, and we're going to be in trouble. This is crazy time.
And with anarchy comes bad, bad stuff.
You've been around a while, Alan. Do you think that this is we're on the line of waters we've never been to?
I hope not. But, you know, the left, the progressives in this country, I hate that word progressive. By the way, it's a term that goes all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt and his progressive political party. It was not used with Democrats at all initially. It was Republicans. But that term has been co-opted by the Democrats as they've co-opted so much else. And it's really bad stuff. But if you look at the chaos, I know a lot of people don't like this kind of analogy, but the Democrats use it to beat up on President Trump with. If you look at the chaos in Germany in the 1920s and early 30s, you want to say, don't go there.
Yeah.
And we're having some of the chaos as well. And the Democrats caused much of it. If there's any historians left who are objective, they can go back and say, what created President Trump? It was President Obama. And he led to it. Much more subtle. He wasn't as, I guess you might, volatile. As President Trump with his verbiage, but he'd do it, especially with police, you know, in Missouri and other places. So he knew how to do it in a very subtle way. So if you want division, you look to the Democrats.
Alan Sachs, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
By the way, there was a great program about Champaign-Urbana on the HGTV channel. That's one of my favorite channels. And they went to Champaign-Urbana, and they called it a beautiful, beautiful city.
Well, good. I'll be darned. That's awesome. Good to hear. I didn't see that. HGTV, huh? All right.
It was really nice, you know, how they show off homes to buy. And they had all kinds of complimentary things to say about it.
Well, that's great to hear. Professor, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
You bet. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. Mm-hmm. Upcoming retirement August 31, but he'll still teach a class, and I still plan to call him. ESPN 93.5, Professor of Political Science, Alan Sachs, S-A-X-E, been teaching 55 years.
Yes.
If you'd like to text in, let me know what you think. 359-2255. If these big cities, it's inevitable for all the rats, the crimes, the everything bad, and they all run by Democrats, why don't you try a Republican, and then if they're awful, vote them out and put a Democrat back in? But why wouldn't you try something different if it's not going well? If it's inevitable, oh, they're just big cities, you can't stop all of it, okay. But maybe you ought to try something different just to check.
Yeah, the time of looking away and thinking the problem
crazy.
Is going to go away is over.
Yep.
Houston over St. Louis, 6-2 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, it usually is a hot time in the old town when the Cubs come to time, but it's for sure Tuesday, isn't it?
Well, coming up tomorrow, the Cubs and Cardinals open a three-game series, and they are tied atop the Central Division. As the Cubs managed one win out of three games in Milwaukee, they won big on Sunday, and the Cardinals managed one win out of three games against Houston. That's the first series loss for the Cardinals since the All-Star break, the first time they've lost back-to-back games since the All-Star break. So Adam Wainwright will be on the mound against Yu Darvish tomorrow night. That's the first of three to wrap up quite a homestand.
And the Cardinals and the Cubs tied for first place in the Central Division. It'll be some contest, you can bet on that. Darvish against Wainwright, we're on the air for the pregame show at 6:20. It'll be some contest, you can bet on that. Darvish against Wainwright, we're on the air for the pregame show at 6:20. Play-by-play at 7:05.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
St. Louis Cardinals have the day off, and so do the Chicago White Sox. Minnesota Twins beat them 11-1 yesterday, scoring 5 runs in the first inning. The Twins were hot yesterday. Cubs were hot, too, 11-4 over Milwaukee, and the big bat was Kyle Schwarber.
From the stretch, the pitch. Schwarber draws one in the air. Get out the tape measure. Grand slam. Grand slam, Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 4-0 into the second deck, almost into the third deck. A rocket for Schwarber. Listen to the Cub fans at Miller Park. And the 1-2 by the slender right-hander. Schwarber hits a fly ball left center field. Long run drawn out toward the alley. It's got a chance! Another home run for Schwarber. To left center, he has driven in 7 runs.
Yeah, big day for Kyle Schwarber, and the Cubs win. Now they're tied. Could it be any better?
Wow.
ESPN 93.5, home of the Cardinals, US 105.9, home of the Cubs.
Uh-huh.
And they're tied for first place in Milwaukee, a game back with the trade deadline Wednesday. What drama.
Yu Darvish on the mound tomorrow. Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals at the 7:15 start.
All right, we check our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
A little cloudy now, and we are expecting rain, showers, and thunderstorms. Today's high 81, down to 63. 80 with sunshine both Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, down into the mid-50s at times in the evening. And then by Friday, we've got a high 85, low 60. 81. 71 now. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, temperatures look pretty moderate then as we start Illinois football on Friday as the team reports and ready to go as a team as we get ready for Akron on August 31st of this coming month. Check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Monday, July 29th, and it's 7:20 Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, a merger in the pharmaceutical business. Pfizer is separating Upjohn, the part of its company with medications no longer covered by patents, and that unit will be combined with Mylan Pharmaceuticals. The two units will create a new drug company, which will also sell generic medications. The Justice Department may have approved the T-Mobile Sprint merger, but it's far from a done deal. A group of state attorneys general is continuing with its lawsuit. New York's AG Letitia James said, we have serious concerns that it won't address the merger's harm to consumers, workers, and innovation. Frozen meatballs from the Cooked Perfect brand are being recalled because they could contain milk and wheat and are not labeled with the ingredients. The recall is in 10 states, mostly along the East Coast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
LLC.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Josh Anderson wins the Twin City Golf Championship that is held at Champaign Country Club final two rounds there. Richard Harrington, what a good performance. Came up with the best score of the tournament, 69 in the final round at CCC. David Keenan, a nice day yesterday after a few bumps on Saturday at the opening round, which was in Urbana Country Club. Boy, that's looking good over there with Shad Khan doing a lot of improvements.
Yeah.
So you have, again, Josh Anderson is a member at Urbana, winning at Champaign. Second place, Richard Harrington. Third place, David Keenan, who's a fine area golfer as well.
PGA action had Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka.
He's
a man. He shows up 45 minutes before he tees off.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler than school, man. He's cool.
All right.
He just walked up, man. I'm good. I know how to hit it.
Illini football, class of 2020, developing. We're hearing about offensive lineman out of the St. Louis area, Kevin Tyler. And we heard days ago about C.J. Dixon as we develop a little depth chart in the quarterback position.
Yep. Okay, that's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And the new guy I read about, offensive lineman, 3-star.
Okay. Yeah.
Offered by Kansas, Syracuse.
Hope he can do good things for us.
You're going to got to get him in and get him better because you're probably not getting 4- and 5-star kids that are going to Michigan, Ohio State, and all the normal. But you just got to break through and get kids better, and then they grow into better. And that happens a lot, and that's what we're going to try and do. All right, 7:26. Again, shooting in Gilroy, California. This is south of the Bay Area. Just a small town guy cut through the security fencing, and some kind of rifle is all we're getting out of authorities at this point. And open fire, and 4 dead, including the gunman. So 3, and then a dozen or so injured. Presumably it's a semi-automatic, I would think, to get that many rounds off because the police shot and killed him within a minute. So it had to be kind of a thing because you couldn't get that many shots off in less than a minute, I wouldn't think. So again, it's one of those where what are you going to do about that? And it's a pretty tough one when you got somebody that's a garlic festival. A garlic festival? You're just walking up in a rural community in California and just shooting people?
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't either.
And then the whole how dare you criticize Baltimore, you must be racist comments is again, I guess I raised the question, does that mean you can't criticize anybody that of color in office, thus you are a racist? Because that's what it sounds like, because you could make an honest comment and say, well, I don't like their policy. How dare you? You're racist. No, I'm not. What if Baltimore really is pretty bad, and they are? All kinds of crime problem, and he said Elijah Cummins, who was a civil rights guy, great. But does it mean he's doing a great job for Baltimore? Not necessarily. But it's the president, and he antagonizes and he pokes, and people don't like him. And this whole impeachment is pretty much because people hate him. and they got to come up with stuff.
But do they have anything of substance that would really hold?
He's done impeachable things, according to Jerry Nadler. You could probably, I haven't studied it, but you might be able to go down, certainly in recent memory, and find something a president has done that would be, quote, impeachable. I mean, when President Obama said that Benghazi was a spontaneous reaction to a crowd that formed was such a lie, and they did that for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that night it was not.
That's right.
But there was a 2012 election with Mitt Romney coming up, and you couldn't show that they'd lost control a little bit of that region. They never should have still been there in Benghazi. But that was, you know, that sounds to me, that's kind of impeachable if you investigate that you knew and you kept telling us that it wasn't.
That's right.
So it's just hypocritical. Bernie Sanders said that Baltimore looks like a third world country and didn't hear a word about it.
Right.
Because he's got a D by his name. So it's not consistent, it's hypocritical, and it's maddening. It truly is. Well, I've been very upset about the police and the water and how humiliating it is. And maybe this is a tipping point. Maybe it's a tipping point to enough. We have got to respect what the law enforcement people are trying to do out there. If you're going to allow that, if you're going to embolden assaults on people in uniform, you are emboldening lawlessness and anarchy. And maybe that's what some of the left wants to do. But it is absolutely disgusting. Former Sheriff Dan Walsh joins me next.
Experience Naya, Asian-inspired Italian cuisine, now open at 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Celebrating food and people is what they do best.
My name is Ann. My husband and I had dinner at Naya, and we loved every dish. We visited Rome a few months ago, and this is a true, authentic Italian menu. I'm telling all my friends about Naya.
Have a new and exciting dining experience right here in the heart of the Midwest at Naya. Now open at 212 East Green.
Introducing the next generation of SiriusXM with all new features, exclusively on the SiriusXM app and online. Enjoy over 100 ad-free extra channels filled with music for any mood. Create your own ad-free music stations with personalized stations powered by Pandora. Watch video of your favorite shows and performances, and listen in more places than ever because listening outside the car is now included in even more packages. Visit SiriusXM.com/connect to start listening today.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. A 6-year-old boy, according to his family, one of the three victims killed when a gunman went on a rampage at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California Sunday. Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy.
Some witnesses reporting that there may have been a second suspect, but we don't know if that suspect was engaged in any shooting.
Police say the suspects cut through a perimeter fence near a parking lot to get into the venue, avoiding tight security, including metal detectors.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. The suspected shooter killed by police, and some Democrats accusing the president of replacing the director of national intelligence with someone who's blindly loyal to him.
President Trump wants Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe, an ardent White House supporter, to lead the intelligence community. Democrats are criticizing the selection, which came after Ratcliffe laid in the former special counsel Robert Mueller last week.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, let's check your local news, brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Auto owner's insurance agent, contact Justin or Dave at 217-356-2400 or visit Thomas, is it dash or hyphen?
Either what.
Thomas, but a hyphen is the little line.
Uh-huh. And so is a dash. It's just hyphen is a little more upscale way of saying dash.
Thomas-Ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An Amtrak train headed to Champaign-Urbana hit a vehicle on the tracks yesterday. The News Gazette says it happened south of the University Park Metro Station at about 5 o'clock. There were 297 crew and passengers on board, but no one was hurt. One locomotive and five passenger cars derailed, but an Amtrak spokesperson said they all stayed upright. The train runs from Chicago through Champaign and on to Carbondale. A 22-year-old Rantoul man is accused in a mugging that happened Wednesday night. William Marshall today is expected to be formally charged with armed robbery with a baseball bat. Police say Wednesday evening, a 30-year-old victim went to the Gulfview Village apartment complex, planning to pick up other men he knew and give them a ride. He said when he got to the 700 block of Willow Pond, he was beaten and robbed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with auto owner's insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellis Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
Again, you can always text us, because I'll say things you agree with or disagree with, and you're welcome to voice in your voice-activated hands-free unit in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can't.
That's right. Unless you pull over.
You can pull
over.
If
you feel passionate about it.
You can do that. We enjoy that, and I did that yesterday, pulled over. And I have hands-free as well, but it didn't plug it in. So anyway, I pulled over. It's so much better when you're not trying to drive and do all that. And, boy, you're going to get pounded on this if you try and text and drive.
It is a moving violation.
That's the tricky one there. It's one thing to pay a fine, but now it's moving. You get three a year.
I know it.
And you can have your license suspended, and it'll cost money and all that stuff. By the way, train derailment that did happen around University Park. We've traveled that train a lot back and forth to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It hit a car coming south toward Champaign. 300 people aboard. Nobody hurts. Five cars off the rail, but nothing tipped over, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But that's certainly news this morning. Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
With the 80% chance of thunderstorms today and a high 80 down to 63, we could get a fourth to a quarter or a half an inch of rain today, and we need it. Sunshine both Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. High 80, low 57. We're up to 85 by Friday with sunshine, but starting a new month on Thursday, August 1st. Right now, the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Dennis Stalter, my friend who's the handyman in my life that helps me and stuff, said, Dennis, I can't get this thingamaflugi. Anyway, I just called him on Saturday, and he told me to do that thing over there, the thingamaflugi to the left.
Okay, that helps.
So nice to have a friend that knows how to do stuff like that.
Agree.
And I'm trying to get better at that because I think it's important.
It is.
But I find I have a lack of self-confidence when it comes to that. I know the difference between the pointy one and the flathead.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get better. I cannot get the little thing off my hose, the sprinkler thing. I'm going to try and can't get it off. Two wrenches, it's stuck.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the handy moment of the morning.
WD-40?
No, I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, it's normal in the toolbox, duct tape and WD-40. Got
exactly.
That part. I got that figured out. Okay. The whole lawlessness of what I've seen in New York City with the police officers in the water. I'm not sure he'll still be on this line or not.
Mm-hmm. Getting his glasses on.
It's called phone a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
Former Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh. Well, so now what? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, we're going to start traveling. I had to have some eye surgery, so that canceled some trips, but that's fixed. I'm practicing law with my old firm, so if somebody needs a will or whatever, or real estate, come out and see me. And I'm still teaching a little bit of PTI, so I'm staying, not fully retired, but pretty much. How have you guys been?
We've been good, but,
what?
You know, I keep talking to the wall because I got nobody to talk to anymore about all this. And I was so mad about the water and the police officers. I just wanted to go to train. I was so mad. It's so frustrating. What are we doing, Dan Walsh? This is lawlessness. This is an assault. Water on top of head could be acid for all I know. They need to be arrested and taken to jail.
They do. I watched that in the first, I don't know what station I had on, but they kept replaying where the two officers, and I saw it twice, and I literally had to shut it off before I saw it a third time because it just upset me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in those officers' defense, I think they should have arrested the guy, but we don't know what the background was. You know, there could have been 50 people there inciting this, and maybe they made a decision this is the best way to go. And certainly that officer who was handcuffing the guy at the car, you know, you can't deal with your prisoner and with the guy throwing water at you. But it's just nuts. If we don't have police and don't have respect for police, what's going to happen to society?
Well, and the third time it happened in New York, because it emboldens people so they know they can get away with throwing buckets at an officer's head, they were kids doing it. And I'm saying this is what we're doing now. This is disgusting.
Oh, yes. Yes, and all this, I think, started back with Missouri, just a total disrespect for law enforcement. You know, Stevie, you and I've talked. When I hired deputies, I never had somebody say, I want to be a cop because I like to arrest people.
No.
All of them say, I want to be a cop because I want to help my community. I want to serve. It's just nutty the way it's going.
Well, and you're getting less and less people that want to go into that. And certainly somebody might say, I want to be a police officer. And somebody significant in their life, their spouse, their family, go, what are you doing? Don't do that right now. And that hurts.
Oh yeah. It's the pool of applicants was definitely going down from what it was 10 years ago for a lot of different reasons. Part of it is danger. Part of it is the public perception. You know, why do you want to take a job where you're going to be, have to work nights, weekends, out in bad weather, and be vilified by half the community?
It's ridiculous. It's unfair. And I feel like in my little pond where I try to salute law enforcement every month, I understand, you know, it's a big world out there, and what I'm doing probably doesn't mean much, but I feel better doing it because I'm trying to just show, listen, these folks that work the line every day, I've not talked to one person that said, oh boy, I'm going to go get me a person of color today. Nobody does that. You got 1% bad apples in everything in society. It's ridiculous. Every day these folks put it on the line, tinted windows, the whole thing. I don't get it. And you know what, retired Sheriff Dan Walsh, lawyer, if we lose the rule of law and we're picking and choosing laws we want to follow now in these cities, what happens to our society?
It begins to crumble because there's no organization to it. It's just crazy. And, you know, you're right. I used to get complaints. Hey, he stopped me because I was black.
Mm-hmm.
Or he stopped me because I was a foreigner. And then we'd play the squad car tape. And it's nighttime. You can't see who's in the car. You have no idea whether there's one person in it or 20 people or what color they are.
If you're going 75 and a 30, did you stop me because I'm Hispanic or was I going 75 and a 30? You can't win that argument, right? They're going to say that.
Right.
What? Here I go again on these elegant rants. I can't stop.
You do that. Hey, and I want to thank you. We still talk about that dinner you put on. So you have made a difference locally, Stevie. Thank you and Diane for that.
Well, I mean, maybe it's time. I mean, do we need to do this again? I mean, come on, man. What's up? I am so saddened about these ambushes on officers, these horrific things, and now the water on their head. I tell you what, I had to turn away from it as well because it's just so upsetting to see. And they're razzing them and cheering, yet have the officer done something, and it would have been grabbing a person of color. Oh, he's racist. Come on, Dan. What?
No, and hopefully, as the chief said, they will all be arrested, and people will learn you just can't do that.
Well, we're blowing our horn as loud as we can about the dangers of ignoring laws and the dangers of not supporting our police the way they need to be supported. That starts with the mayor. To the governor, to the president, you have got to appreciate what these men and women are doing. Otherwise, we're in trouble. And forget about the Floyd card. Just grab your weapon and go get one because laws won't matter. I mean, it's the scary stuff. Well, here you are with your feet up on the table doing another will for the Anderson family down the street. Look at you now.
Hey, you know, Stevie, the first thing I noticed was I do not have to sleep with my phone next to my ear. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
I bet. So where is your next trip?
Tomorrow we're going to Colorado Springs.
Awesome.
Terrific.
Well, one of these times you're going to jump on one of our trips, and it'll be a pleasure, my friend.
Your trips always sound exciting, buddy.
Well, we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Former Sheriff Dan Walsh.
Always the voice of reason, especially when it comes to law enforcement and his insight.
I remember right before he retired, I still remember that guy I told you about on 74 going 100 miles an hour on a motorcycle being chased by three. Yeah. So I text him saying, man, this is crazy. I just saw, you know, I was explaining what I just seen, and it was like a movie scene, one hand on the wheel of the motorcycle on the handlebars, and 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he crashed at the upcoming construction, didn't die. I don't know how. He had no helmet, no nothing.
Okay.
But anyway, so they caught him, and the police backed off at the construction. They had to quit chasing him, but he wrecked. So anyway, I texted him and said, man, this is crazy. I thought that he said, text back, I'm in Oregon. Have a great weekend.
I love it.
I think he was allowing Alan Jones, who was his deputy assistant.
Yes.
Assistant chief.
Speaking of text, Bob and Rantoul mentioned on the Facebook page for WCIA Channel 3, meteorologist Adam Claiborne was aboard the Amtrak train that collided with the car yesterday.
Wow, that'd be kind of a scary thing, wouldn't
right.
it? Your train goes off. Was he off one of the derailed cars?
I assume so. And, of course, everybody with the train cars being upright, they were hauled off 300 passengers on buses. But that was an incident.
That would shake you up.
Mm-hmm.
And trains can't stop, as we know. So a car, for whatever reason, in the way. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can sell you your next appliance, and whatever that is, you're going to get great service. They're going to treat you well. They're going to give you a great price. And with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It can work like that, where you save so much money, and then you get the protection plan on top of it. Plus, when you go into their store on Neal Street, right before you get to I-74 Interchange, they're going to have people that really know their product. I was in a couple of big box stores looking for something else yesterday. And I just started looking around going, man, oh, man, God love you, but you're just kind of working the area.
Yep, that's
you're just
right.
not going to know a ton about it except the number on there and that you have delivered the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at Dick Van Dyke Appliance, where they'll go deep into the knowledge of the appliance you're looking for. You might say, I want to spend $600 on a fridge. What do you got? You get a very basic one.
That's right.
And so you don't have to buy a $2,000 refrigerator. You can get something a lot less. Mm-hmm. It works great. Keeps it cold and freezes it. That's what's kind of what you want. Start at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It's just south of I-74 on Neal in Champaign. All right, Cubs and Cardinals are tied. Could it get any better near the front part of August to have the two favorite teams tied?
And playing each other.
And playing each other in
Starting
St. Louis.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Sports coming.
0-0.
7:47. Okay, so Cardinals played Houston, and you're not going to get too much in this wrap here because they're talking about the Cubs series because there's not much you can say. Cardinals have been playing great baseball, and they're probably still playing great baseball.
That's right.
Houston is of a different level of any team except maybe the Dodgers.
When the Cardinals got one out of three, right?
I'll take it. Before the series started, I said, please don't get swept. Please don't get swept. Houston's better. They're a lot better. Doesn't mean the Cardinals can't beat them, but they got to get hot, and they got to get help. they're just not as good. It's just like I felt like it was kind of a varsity versus JV thing. You can beat them. But most likely not, because the lineup for Houston is, it's like that guy and that guy, if that guy bats, whoa, like an all-star team.
I see.
They're really good. They're one of the World Series American leaguers I think they can beat the Yankees. It might be the only team. Houston's outstanding team, and the Cardinals got one out of three, and frankly, I'll take it. I'm glad they're not in our league.
I was at a family reunion yesterday, and of course, working the mic, my cousin Mary, Diane, you're so good at, coordinating everything and bringing it out on the mic. So then I started out, I'm on ESPN 93.5, you're home for the Cardinals. Woo! Right. And I'm like, enjoy your time on top because the Cubs are coming up on ya.
Yeah,
and you can hear that over on US 105.9.
Yeah.
And, of course, lots of cheers on both sides. It should be a great interstate battle starting tomorrow evening. Yu Darvish on the mound for the Cubs and Adam Wainwright for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's tomorrow night, right?
That's right.
Okay.
You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 or over on US 105.9. Houston over St. Louis 6-2 yesterday. And you said not doing the Redbird recap.
No, we can.
Okay, let's
do it. You're talking about the series coming up.
Well, it usually is a hot time in the old town when the Cubs come to time, but it's for sure Tuesday, isn't it, John?
Well, coming up tomorrow, the Cubs and Cardinals open a three-game series, and they are tied atop the Central Division. As the Cubs managed one win out of three games in Milwaukee, they won big on Sunday, and the Cardinals managed one win out of three games against Houston. That's the first series loss for the Cardinals since the All-Star break, the first time they've lost back-to-back games since the All-Star break. So Adam Wainwright will be on the mound against Yu Darvish tomorrow night. That's the first of three to wrap up quite a homestand.
And the Cardinals and the Cubs tied for first place in the Central Division. It'll be some contest, you can bet on that. Darvish against Wainwright, we're on the air with a pregame show at 6:20. It'll be some contest, you can bet on that. Darvish against Wainwright, we're on the air with a pregame show at 6:20. Play-by-play at 7:05.
Yeah, and I think certainly the Cubs were supposed to be, I think, top level. They've struggled more than I think people thought. However, they're still probably best talent. Dodgers and Cubs, I think, are the best. Atlanta's pretty good, but I think it's probably the Dodgers to lose in the National League, but Cubs think they'll have something to say about that. And Craig Kimbrell blew a save, and I think the moral of the story with these relievers is go to spring training, because the ones like Greg Holland was a bust for the Cardinals. I think he just needs spring training. Anyway, Kimbrell got his money, and he might still be pretty good at the end of this year, but right now he's a little shaky.
Cubs over Milwaukee 11-4. Minnesota Twins over the Chicago White Sox 11-1. White Sox also with the day off today. Illini football has Kevin Tyler signing a letter of intent.
300-pound offensive lineman. How do you 300 pounds in high school?
Right.
Damn. Big kid, 6'5".
Class of 2020 is shaping up. C.J. Dixon also helping our quarterback depth chart. And speaking of our Illini, Busey is sponsoring the movie night coming up on August 10th. And they're showing on the Jumbotron the movie Aladdin.
That's a great movie.
I'm looking forward to this. First 500 people get these popcorn buckets. They're not filled up. You can get them filled up for $4. But this is a good time. It's Fan Appreciation Day. So starting at 4, you can see the open practice. And then you've got the autographs and photos. And then the movie starts at 7.
What fun.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
August 10th, thanks to Busey.
Yeah, you'll get a movie bucket and something at the theaters is like $8, $10, $12.
Exactly.
Wow.
Totally free.
Speaking of Busey, if you're dreaming of a worry-free environment, what about taking your business to the next level? Well, put your financial dreams within reach with goal-based financial planning from Busey. What is it? It's a personalized approach to financial planning. Busey knows that not everybody's situation is the same. You can't just cookie-cutter that. Busey Wealth Management takes a holistic financial planning approach, prioritizing all of your goals and creating a plan to fund them. So whether you're dreaming of paying for a grandchild's college expenses, establishing a foundation in your name, or ensuring a legacy, their experienced team of professionals take the time to get to know you and your unique needs. Busey Wealth Management has experience in dealing with different situations and clients that can provide unique insight into the process. 95 years of experience, Busey Wealth Management can maximize your potential. Transform your financial dreams into reality. Dream big. Busey's there. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. All right, we'll check your weather. That's coming up next.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times.
2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
All righty, your local weather brought to you by your local janitorial supply company, CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. For pricing, schedule your equipment survey today. Betsy and Brad have the sweepers and scrubbers and wet vacs and everything you need, all the spray bottles and stuff. It's all there on Bloomington Road in Champaign. 359-6262. or CMIClean.com.
A quarter to a half inch of rain coming our way today. I saw a couple of sprinkler systems working it yesterday. Our grass is a little brown over here at the Pines at Urbana. Dang it. But today, the plants will get a drink. We've got a high 80 expected, 63 our low tonight with this 80% chance of precipitation. Sunshine tomorrow, high 80, low 57, 79 on Wednesday as we wrap up July. Thursday as we begin August, high 82, Friday at 85. Right now we're at 71, ESPN 93.5.
And when do the local high schools, I mean, we know the U of I people are back this weekend. I mean, people come back for all the stuff.
Yep,
you have marching alumni, you have sororities, fraternities.
Yep.
All of that begins. So if you want to do campus, and by the way, yes, there are a lot of barricades and there is a lot of stuff, but they're scrambling to get it all done.
Uh-huh.
And it's always going to be better, but there's a lot of work going on. Prospect at Windsor, that whole road has been redone, and that's been a part of my mess. But when it's all done, you're going to like it. It's just crack a few eggs, make that omelet.
That's right.
Anyway, boy, and high schools are better back, what, 15th, 20th of August, something like that?
Well, I mean, we are getting signed up at the beginning of August. I want to say August 19th, that Monday.
Yeah. Well, U of I's been late, and I guess that's their kind of their new thing now.
Okay.
But first classes will be, like, I think, August 26th.
On the 26th,
yeah.
Then.
Quad day 25th.
Okay.
So, yeah, and football, the 31st, it's Akron in Champaign at Memorial Stadium. Don't have August football very often, but we'll have one this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're always welcome to join in on the program at 359-2255. You want to text in anything we've discussed? We've got lots more to go here in the next hour. Stand by. ESPN 93.5 at 7:56.